This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله إله الأولين والآخرين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عليه أفضل الصلاة وتم التسليم. Welcome back, brothers and sisters in Islam, to our series of the journey to the hereafter. Last episode, we had taken the issue of the intercession of Rasulullah ﷺ for mankind, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to actually start the intercession. And we spoke briefly about the importance of loving Rasulullah ﷺ and how we should all love him, why we should love him, and how the companions used to love him. And actually, we spoke about how to love him, which is to defend him, to make dua for him, to follow his sunnah, etc., etc. Today, bi-idhnillah, we will be dealing with follow on the journey. So once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get started with the accounting, at that point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now appear. At that point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually come down and he will have the ranks of angels with him. At that point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. At that point, your Lord will come and the angels rank in rank. Truly amazing sight. You see, all this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst we were standing on that plains of the resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not visible to anybody. Obviously, he was not visible to us. He was still hidden from us, and we were still on the ground experiencing the terror and the pain and torture on that day. However, after the intercession, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, and that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said in the authentic narration, which is mutawatir, meaning it is so many numerous narrations in Bukhari and Muslim and others. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, إنكم سترون ربكم كما ترون القمر في ليلة البدر. Verily, you will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you are able to see the moon on a full night. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be like the moon. أعوذ بالله. Do not ever even come close to such statements. However, we'll be able to see just like we are able to see. So just like we are able to see, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to look at the moon, in the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the ability to look at him. And this is an important point. We will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. And this is truly amazing. For the first time, the believers will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the believers will not be able to see the beauty of his face, but see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. At that point, people will want to prostrate. All of creation will be asked to prostrate. No one will be able to prostrate. Everyone will be able to prostrate except for the disbelievers, except for those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already told them to prostrate in this life, and they did not used to listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day, they will not have control over their bodies. Their bodies will defeat them. Their bodies will be speaking and witnessing against them, as we were going to come to very soon. And at that point, they will not be able to prostrate in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're standing there on that day, you will see in front of you the scales as well being brought in front of you. And the scales of the judgment, the scales upon which your good deeds and your bad deeds will be weighed, will be brought in front of you. You also hear an amazing sound as 70,000 angels are actually pulling Jahannam. 70,000 angels on each ring, and each ring has a rope on it. It's 70,000 angels, and there are 70,000 rings, all of them pulling Jahannam and bringing it closer to the land of resurrection, to the earth of resurrection. And as Allah says in the Quran, وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ إِنسَانُ وَأَنَّ لَهُ ذِكْرًا. On that day, Jahannam will be actually brought close to the day, to the plain of resurrection. And when the Jahannam is brought close, the people will hear the scream and the shout and the calling of Jahannam to feed itself, to put more and more people in order to feed Jahannam. At that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَوْمَ إِذِن يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ. On that day will mankind truly remember, وَأَنَّ لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. And what will that ever benefit him? What would that remembrance ever benefit him? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes with the angels rank and rank, people will not be screaming and shouting anymore. As Allah says in the Quran, when they see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming and Allah has come, at that point, فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا هَمْسَ. You will not be able to hear except Hamza, which is quiet whispers and fear and trembling for the fear of Allah, but quiet whispers from the tremendous fear that people will be on that day. And also on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَنَتِ الْوُجُوهُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ. On that day, the believers will be able to see and gaze at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and says, وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ حَمَنَ ظُلْمًا. And verily, the one who is a sinful transgressor, the one who died as a disbeliever, as a tremendous sinner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a sinner to oneself, an oppressor to oneself, on that day, truly he will be at loss, truly he will not be able to, he will be in pain and terror on that day. We find, my brothers and sisters in Islam, on that day, that the angels will, after having brought the scale, they will also, pulling Jahannam, they will also pull Jannah, and Jannah will be able to be smelt by the believers. At that point, Rasulullah ﷺ said, Wallahi, Jannah has a smell. In an authentic hadith in Bukhari, he said, Jannah has a smell, and the smell of Jannah can be smelt by people from 500 years travel. So as Jannah is brought closer, people will be able to smell. They'll be able to smell, mashallah, what is that beautiful smell? What is a tremendous smell? I've never smelled something like this before. That is the beauty of the smell of Jannah. So the believers on the day, on that plane of resurrection, will be smelling Jannah, and that will be the glad tiding for them. And the disbelievers will be smelling the molten fire and the lava and everything in the fire. They'll be smelling the fire, and that is their punishment just before the day of judgment is about to start. At that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on that day, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ أَرْجَائِهَا, the angels will be in ranks in the sky. They will be in groups, and on the side will be groups and groups of angels, and on the left and right will be groups and groups of angels. These are the junood of Allah. These are the army of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come now to pronounce judgment. These were the angels that we did not used to see. These were the angels who were either our helpers or they were our punishers. And subhanAllah, truly, these are the angels that have now come rank upon rank to glorify the Lord of mankind, the King of Kings. The King has come with his army. Where is the mafar? فَأَيْنَ الْمَفَرْ. On that day, mankind will say, يَقُولُ إِنسَانُ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرْ. Or on that day, mankind will say, Ya Allah, where will we run away? Where can we hide? I can't go back because there's an angel sitting on the back, another one whipping me. I can't go forward because there's so much crowd of people. They're all going crazy in front of me. I can't, and in front of me is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established on his throne, and with all the angels all around me. Ya Allah, what is going to happen? What is going to happen? Where is the mafar? Where is the place of hiding? Ayn al mafar, kalla la wazar. Verily, no, there is absolutely no way to hide. And this is not a joke at all. This is not a joke. And also, as Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun illa rabbika kadhan famulaqi. Verily, O insan, O mankind, you'll be toiling with your life and your struggle on that day, in your life, in the grave, and also on that day until you meet your Lord. So this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will truly test us with a test that he has never tested anyone ever before, and that is a meeting on the day of judgment. On the day, brothers and sisters in Islam, everyone will be brought out one by one. One by one, he will be called by his father's name. So if you're Abdullah and your father is Muhammad, you'll be called Abdullah ibn Muhammad. You'll be called out, and you will come forward, and you'll be standing in front of all of creation, whilst all of creation is looking. Billions and trillions of people, and billions and trillions of angels, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you, and Allah will speak to you without a translator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak to you without an interpreter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak to you just by yourself and ask you, O mankind, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem? O mankind, what has taken you away from the remembrance of Allah? What has taken you away from Allah's remembrance, my remembrance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance? What has taken you away? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on that day. What answer will we have on that day? What answer will we give? O Allah, I was young, but I did not spend my time in praising you. O Allah, I was old, but I did not spend my time praising you and worshipping you. O Allah, I was healthy, but I did not spend my time praising you and worshipping you. O Allah, I had money and wealth, but I did not spend it in your cause, and I earned it in haram. O Allah, I had knowledge, but I used the knowledge in haram, and I gained the knowledge in order that people may call me an alim, that people may call me learned. Is this the reason? Is this the answer you're going to give? How do you expect to give that answer standing in front of all of creation with billions and billions of people, billions and trillions of angels, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about it? And as Allah says, la takhfa minkum khafiya, not even a single harm, not even a single evil, not even a single sin that you have done will be shown to you on that day. How is it, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that we do not think about that day when we will be embarrassed in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How is it that we don't think about the day when we will have to answer for this in front of all of creation on that meeting? Next time when you try and do that sin, you think that no one is looking, then remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that truly we will all have to come on that day, we will all have to produce ourselves, and every single thing of good or every single thing of bad will truly be produced in front of us, and we will have to answer for it. Also, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we will have to also have the witness of a few things, a number of things will witness against us on that day. So on that day, on that court proceedings, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest judge of all, when He judges between us and when He judges our deeds, there will be many types of witnesses against us. The first type of witnesses that will witness against us on that day, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is our skin, our hearing, and our eyesight. On that day, as Allah says in the Quran, يَوْمَ إِذِي يَتَّبِعُونَ الدَّاعِيَ لَا عِوَجَ لَهُ وَخَشِيَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ فَلَا تَسْمَعْ إِلَّا هَمْسًا. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues on, and He gives description of what is really going to happen. And He tells us, وَيَوْمَ إِذِي يُحْشَرُ أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ إِلَى النَّارِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. On that day, the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will not be able to run away. And on that day, حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاءُوهَا, on that day when they have come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ, they will be witnessing against them. What will witness? شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ, their hearing, their eyesight, and their skin will witness against them. And then on that day, subhanallah, on that day, the man will say, my skin, you're talking against me. My eyesight, you're speaking against me, witnessing against me. My hearing, you're speaking against me. What is going on? My ears, why are you talking and witnessing against me? وَقَالُوا, as Allah says, he will say, وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. He will tell his skin, say, oh my skin, why are you witnessing against me? Oh my hands, why are you talking against me? Oh my legs, why are you speaking and witnessing against me? قَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. On that day, the skin will say, as Allah says in the Quran, they will say, أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Wallahi, today we have been waiting patiently. We have been waiting patiently whilst you've been sinning with us. Wallahi, we have been waiting patiently in the life of this world whilst you have been harming us, whilst you've been sinning against us, whilst you've been thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot see, whilst you've been thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not hear, whilst you're thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not see what you see and the evil that you're doing with your eyes and your skin and with your hearing. Wallahi, you thought that no one was looking, was paying attention, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was truly paying attention, and we were paying attention. On that day, they will say, today we are going to talk. اليوم, today, أنتقنا الله الذي أنتق كل شيء. Today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to speak, as He has given everything the ability to speak. And everyone will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَتِيرُونَ يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ. And as Allah says in the Quran, and in the life of this world, you never used to be careful of your skin and your hearing and your eyesight witnessing against you. وَلَكِنْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. However, you used to think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not know many things about what you used to do, or all of what you used to do. You used to think Yani we know that Allah sees. We know, wallahi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we do. Yet we are forgetful. Yet we forget and think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not actually thinking. And it is because of this that we sin. And because of this, Allah will cause all of these things to witness against us on that day. Also, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that will be witnessing against us on that day will be the angels. The angels who used to write down our deeds on that day will also witness against us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. He does not say a single word, anything, not a single wording, not a single sound that does he make with his mouth, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two angels on your right, on your left, except that they are writing down all the things that you do. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the earth upon which we used to do the sins to talk and will witness against us, or will witness for us if we wish to pray upon it or do good deeds upon it. As Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, when the earth is shaken with a terrible shakening, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, when the earth throws out that which is inside its belly, meaning mankind when they come up for resurrection. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا, when mankind says, what is wrong with this earth? What is wrong with this earth? What is going on? Why is there so much earthquakes? What is going on? On that day, Allah says, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. That is on the day when the earth will actually witness against mankind. That is on the day when the earth will speak about the tales of all the things that man used to do upon its back, subhanAllah. So the earth will be the third witness against us. The fourth witness, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that will witness against us are the people around us. The people themselves, your friends, your family, your colleagues, your acquaintances, everyone, your business partners, everyone that you interact with will either witness for us or against us. Once Rasulullah ﷺ had a janazah passing by in front of him, and the people started saying bad things about that janazah, saying, what an evil man, and he used to do this evil and that evil. And so Rasulullah ﷺ said, wajabat. He said, what? It has become obligatory. And then another janazah passed by, and the people started saying good things about this person. And then at that point, Rasulullah ﷺ said, wajabat. And so at that point, the people asked, Ya Rasulullah, and a janazah came past, you said, wajabat. And the next one came past, you said, wajabat, meaning it has become obligatory. What do you mean? So at that point, Rasulullah ﷺ said that you started saying bad things about the first one after he had passed away, so it has become obligatory. Meaning Jahannam, the fire has become obligatory. Meaning Allah has accepted your witness. Allah has accepted your witness, and that this person passed away, and that other person passed away, and you started saying good things about him. So Jannah, the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become obligatory for him. Ya Salam. So you must be careful about the way you deal with people, because people, the way that they speak about you, the witness that they give about you after your death will truly either obligate Jannah upon you or will obligate Jahannam upon you, my brothers and sisters in Islam. This is the fourth witness that we will have on that day. The fifth witness will be the Prophet ﷺ himself. The fifth witness will be the Prophet ﷺ himself. He will be a witness against all of us. So we will be a witness against each other. We will be a witness for the disbelievers. And the Prophet ﷺ will be a witness against us. And this is the fifth witness that we will have to answer for on the Day of Judgment. The sixth witness will be the Quran, the fasting, our good deeds. So our good deeds will either be a witness against us or will be a witness against for us. So the Quran will come on that day, as Rasulullah ﷺ said, will either witness and intercede for the person, or it will be a witness against the person by saying, oh Allah, he left the Quran, or the Quran will say, oh Allah, he read me and he did not sleep at night, he used to read me and he used to pray all night, oh Allah, accept my intercession, my witness for him. So this is the sixth witness, my brothers and sisters in Islam, your good deeds. The seventh witness that everyone will have to then answer for his witness and refute his witness is your book of deeds. Your book of deeds, as Allah says in the Quran, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. On that day, when man has been brought forth and Allah is asking questions, the book of deeds is put on in front of him. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ فَطَرَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. And if you're standing, you will see the mujrimeen, the ones who are the sinners and transgressors. فَطَرَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ. They will be worried about what is inside this book. وَيَقُولُونَ. And they will say, يَا وَيْلَتَنَا. Oh, woe to me. Oh, woe to me. يَا وَيْلَتَنَا. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What is wrong with this book? They will turn over the pages and say, what is wrong with this book? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. I have not done a single great thing, nor a single small thing, except that this book contains it. Subhanallah. They will turn over the pages and really understand when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to say that he does not say a single word except the angels writing down, that truly Allah meant it. truly every single thing that book will have. So he'll be turning over the pages and say, oh my God, subhanallah, not a single big thing I've done, not a single small thing I've done, except that this book contains it. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And then verily he will turn around the pages and you will find everything that he has done inside it. And truly your Lord does not transgress. Your Lord is not an oppressor to anyone at all. Yes, salam, my brothers and sisters in Islam. This is how it will be. And then thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh his deeds. And after weighing his deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will either give him and tell the angels to give his book in his right hand or give his book in his left hand. Meaning that he will be given his book of deeds in right hand, meaning Allah has accepted him for Jannah, or that he will be given his book in his left hand, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has doomed him for the fire. And I read to you from Surah Haqqa, this is Surah number 69, verse number 19. And have a look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran about the person who has given his book in the right hand. And he says, Allah says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. As for the one who has given his book in his right hand, فَيَقُولُهَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهِ. He will go back to his people and say, read my book, I'm so happy, read my book of what I used to do in this life. هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهِ. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ. I always knew that I would come upon this reckoning. I always knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give a day of judgment, a day when I would be on the top, not be the oppressed. I will be recompensed for all the difficulties that I had in this life. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. So truly he will be in the gardens of delight. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ. In the highest of gardens. قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ. A place wherein the trees are close by, meaning the fruits of the trees are close by, and the tree will fall down and give you to eat from its fruits. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. And the angels will say to him in Jannah, be merry and be polite, be happy for what you used to do, and enjoy your life in this world in Jannah for what you used to do and toil and struggle for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the life of this world. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. As for the one who has given his book in his left hand, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَهِ. He will say, oh, woe to me, I wish I was never given my book. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَهِ. And I never knew what was my reckoning, my judgment to be on that day. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ. He will say, oh, woe to me, I wish death was the end of it all. He will wish that the death was the end of it all. Ya laytaha kanat al-qadiya, ma aghna anni maliya. My wealth has not benefited me. Halaka anni sultaniya. My sultan, my authority, my power, my honor, my status, everything has gone away from me. Everything has been destroyed away from me. And then at that point, when he is trying to run away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order, khudhuhu faghulluh. Rush after him, run after him, O angels, get him, take him, and then tie him up. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. Grab him, don't let him get away, and then tie him up. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ. Then towards Jahannam, throw him on the ground, drag him on the ground towards Jahannam. ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُقُوهُ. Then in the fire, a rope made of fire of 70 yards, tie him up. إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. Verily, he did not used to believe in Allah the Great. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَى طَعَامٍ مِسْكِينٍ. And he never used to encourage the feeding of the poor. فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ هَاهُنَا حَمِيمٌ. So today there is no friend for him on this day. No good friend, no protector, no helper for him on this day. وَلَا طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ غِسْلِينَ. And no food to eat except from غِسْلِينَ, the pus that flows from your limbs. لَا يَأْكُلُهُ إِلَّا الْخَاطِئُونَ. No one will eat from that except from the khati'un, the ones who are transgressors, the ones who are sinful. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I urge you for the sake of Allah, repent. I urge you for the sake of Allah to say astaghfirullah 100 times. I urge you for the sake of Allah to be the best friends of Allah by repenting to Allah. Say astaghfirullah. Ya Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Repent to Allah. Have sincere regret in your heart. And then once you regret, do not go back to the sin. Do not go back to the sin. If you go back to the sin, you're not repenting properly. But try and not go back to the sin. Also, remove all the ways that you could sin. And as I remind you, as Allah says in the Quran about the slaves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ, those who do not call up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not worship anyone other than Allah, وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ, and they do not kill anyone, a soul without due right, وَلَا يَزْنُونَ, and they do not commit adultery, وَمَا يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا, whoever does this will have terrible punishment on himself, يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, the punishment will be doubled on him in the hereafter, وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا, and he will enter into it forever, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابْ, except for the one who repents, وَآمَنَ, and he believes, وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, and he does righteous deeds, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, they are the ones who Allah will turn their bad deeds into good deeds, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمًا, and indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving, most merciful, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn our bad deeds into good deeds, may Allah accept us as proper repenters, may Allah make us his best friends, because truly the best friends of Allah are the ones who repent to him. Go back to Allah, go back to Allah, go back to Allah and repent to him. Fafirru ila Allah, run away from Allah to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truly waiting for your repentance. Inshallah, until the next episode, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve you and to preserve me, inshallah. And until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.